Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and I'm honored today to have as my guest sports marketing expert Jerry Salomon. And he's here to talk about the Aurora Games that will be taking place at the Times Union Center in August. So, Jerry, this is really thrilling. How did you come about this idea?
Well, I've been in the sports business for a very long time, and over that period of time, I've represented a lot of great athletes, many of whom are among the greatest in sports over the last 30 or 40 years, including men and women. And on the women's side, I've represented people like Jackie Joyner-Kersee and Shannon Miller and Janet Evans, and my wife is Nancy Kerrigan. And so I've been involved in women's sports for a long time. And have watched it as it's grown and then receded, and we've seen the introduction of new soccer leagues, and then they go out of business. And I've been watching all this very carefully over a long period of time. And when I was watching the 2016 Olympics from Rio, I realized that there were more women on the U.S. Olympic team than men for the first time in history. I thought they were doing better than the men, but I didn't think they were getting the credit from the press and from the fans, or from the television coverage. And I said, I think it's time for the women to have their own kind of all-sports, multi-country event that would bring the best in female athletes all together to one place and let them compete in a team competition. And that's really how it all came about.
When you say all countries, what countries will be represented here in Albany?
So it's going to be a team competition. It's the Americas, North and South America, against the rest of the world. And so there'll be all-star teams in each of the sports. And I'm guessing that we're going to have probably between 20 and 30 countries represented. Already we have Spain, and I can't reveal who's actually coming yet, but we have countries mm-hmm. like Spain and Sweden and the United States and Puerto Rico and Canada and a couple of South American countries, South Korea. So we probably have 10 or 11 countries represented already, and I think by the time it's all over with, we'll have upwards of 20.
So this is going to be a real cultural event. Would you agree?
It will be a cultural event and a sports event. So there'll be a hardcore sports competition, the Americas versus the world. And alongside that, there's going to be a festival, the Aurora Games Festival. So we will have a fan zone that's going to take place in the Albany Capital Center, where there'll be all kinds of things going on, from food tastings to music to meet and greets with the athletes to sponsor activations and all kinds of opportunities for people to be exposed and experience quite a number of things, all related to women's sports.
Now, according to the Times Union article, you had looked at a number of different venues. What other places besides Albany did you look at, and why did you choose Albany?
Well, we looked at a number, and we talked to several, and you know, we've been in this business for a very long time, know people all over the country. The idea was to have the event the first time in the United States and then have it every other year and go from the United States, outside the United States, back to the United States. And so we were looking for a place that would be sort of East Coast-based because of time changes to Europe, and talk to a number of places up and down the East Coast. A lot of which you'd be very familiar with if I gave you the names. At some point, I called Bob Belver, who runs the Times Union Arena, who I've worked with before. We have a very good relationship with. And I said to him, Bob, you know, I don't know what you think about this, but here's what I'm thinking about doing. He said, Jerry, you have to come and see what we've done. It's been a long time since you've been here. You've got to come and see what we've done to the Times Union Center. You've got to see the new convention center. I think you're going to love it. I want this event to come to Albany. And so I did, and I happened to come on the night when they were having the round of 16 in the women's NCAA final, the women's NCAA basketball mm-hmm. tournament. There were 13,000 people in the building. I saw all the changes that had gone on and some of the ones that were still planned. I talked to, and then over the next couple months, we talked to various people in the state, the city, the county, and everybody's been very, very excited. So they really sort of sold me on all the benefits of coming to Albany, which I think are going to be fantastic.
So I believe from the Times Union article that the $20 million renovation project was the decisive factor. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't say that's the only factor. I mean, I think that it was really some of the enthusiasm that was shown by some of the people in Albany. So whether that was, Dan McCoy at the county or the mayor or George Hurst and the people at the Times Union itself, along uh-huh. with all the different inputs from Bob and his staff at the arena. I think it was a lot of things, but certainly the fact that they put the money in that they have to really make the place look a hell of a lot nicer and up to date with a lot of updated benefits there. And the convention center is a really important aspect too. We're going to have not only the competition, but as I say, we're going to have a fan zone, and to be able to have two venues that are connected by a walkway so we don't have to worry about weather, we don't have to worry about shutting down streets, people can get back and forth very easily, they can see, mm-hmm. see the competition, then they can go to the fan zone and meet the athletes and play the games and things. So it happens to be a great setup, and it doesn't hurt that Albany is well located. The time of the year that we're coming there is a very highly trafficked tourist time for Albany and the capital region and north of there. So really for many, many reasons, it turned out to be the right place. And as I said to Bob right from the start, it's not one that I would have expected.
There's going to be women, like you said, from many different countries. So what are the sports that these women will be participating in?
So it's tennis, gymnastics, basketball, ice hockey, figure skating, and beach volleyball. And we may still add one or two. But that's the basic plan at the moment.
As you know, because you live in Massachusetts, you must be familiar with the Freihafters Run for Women. And there's women from all over the country that come in to participate in that event. Now, we're talking about not only in this country, but in different countries besides. And I like the idea of, women providing some kind of an inspiration. So are you planning something where the women participating in the sports will be reaching out not only to the women in Albany and the Capital District and maybe beyond there to be inspirational models for people who are just like everyday, fitness people?
Well, we like to think that the athletes that are going to be participating at the Aurora Games are sort of role models in and of themselves. The way that they achieve the high level of competition and performance that they achieve. Remember, these are all going to be professional athletes, so they're the highest level athletes in the world that are going to be coming into Albany. We are going to create a situation where we can showcase their talents. Number one. Number two, give them an opportunity and give the fans an opportunity to interact with them in the fan zone. We'll be doing things like seminars and other opportunities that are open to the public to have a chance to hear the athletes speak on various topics. And, of course, we're going to be on television internationally around the world for a minimum of 20 hours during the course of the week. So we're going to be able to tell a lot of stories about a lot of the different athletes during the competition. So I would think that there will be an inspirational side of all this. It's meant to be that way. It's meant to shine a light on women in sports. It's meant to celebrate the prowess and the power and the entertainment value of women's sports. So I would think that through all that, that we will be reaching all kinds of people, men and women, not just boys and girls. You know, this is not just something that's a storyline for women. I think that we find that there are as many men who are interested in women's sports, and it's a growing number, many more than you might think. And so we're looking forward to reaching out to a large group of the population around the world.
You had planned this during Travelers Week. Now, Travelers Week is a big week in Saratoga, and people from all over the country come to Saratoga for the Travelers Meet. Do you think that you had planned it that week, that there's enough focus on both Saratoga and Albany that it'll keep people's interest?
I do. First of all, I think they're very different. One's a horse race. One's a competition among human beings. I think they attract different kinds of thinking. Travers is on Saturday. We're all going all week long. I think they will complement each other. I think there are a lot of people in the Capital Region. They're looking for things to do. They're looking for entertainment. And I think that the Aurora Games, because of the nature of what it is, we'll be bringing in people that wouldn't ordinarily go into the Traverse Stakes and probably won't go to the Traverse Stakes. And I'm guessing that there'll mm-hmm. be a number of people who are in the area for the horse racing who are attracted to come to do something else while they're in the area.
So, you know, I'm sure that this is still in the planning stages, and we're talking about this coming August. So between now and next August, what can the people in this area look forward to? And how could they, if possible, how could they become involved?
So they have to look forward to a series of announcements that will be coming on a regular basis. You know, we just announced that we're coming there. Shortly we'll be announcing schedules, and then we'll start to announce athletes and activations and sponsors and television coverage and all the different things that people will be able to do. So there'll be a steady stream of information coming. If they want, the best way to follow what it is that we're doing and keep up to date is either by following us on Twitter at Aurora Games Fest, or go to the website, which is auroragamesfestival.com. And on the website, you can sign up for a newsletter, and we are going to be sending out newsletters on a very regular basis, so we'll be able to contact you directly and you'll know everything that's going on. And then the last thing is you can always call the box office at the Times Union Center, because they will have information too. So right now they're taking lists for volunteers and for group sales and for other experiential opportunities that we're going to have. On our website, there are people that you can call if you want to buy group tickets now, if you want to talk about getting a booth in the fan zone. So all of this is sort of unfolding as we speak, but those are the best ways to find out what's going on.
As I said at the beginning of our conversation, I think this is very exciting. And I think the fact that this is the first ever of its kind and everything is evolving. Jerry, I'd like to have you back on Focus on Albany as your plans evolve, and so that everybody listening to the Capital, to the show in the Capital District and maybe beyond, can keep up to date, you know, and hear everything that's going on. Would you be interested in coming back on Focus on Albany?
I will come back whenever you want me.
Thank you so much. So you have been listening to Sports Marketing Executive Jerry Solomon and he's here to talk about the Aurora Games, first of its kind, right here in the city of Albany. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Jerry, thank you so much for being on Focus on Albany, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned. There'll be more conversation about this. Have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you.